Item number four, Org Unit 1900, Federated Library System, page 356.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jim Gingery. I'm the director of the Milwaukee County Federated Library System. And we appreciate the relationship that we've had with the county. Our relationship with the county has always been strong over the years. The county executive appoints our board members. We primarily receive our funding from the state of Wisconsin. But in 2012, we received a $300,000 a year decrease, a 10% decrease, which hurt us very much. And this year, we're hoping that we can partner with Milwaukee County so that we can make some needed advancements. I had a meeting with County Executive Abele and requested a partnership in a capital project which is called the Sierra platform. It's a new platform for automation. It will allow us to have open architecture and talk with vendors. It will give us management tools that we need. We're the only system in Wisconsin that hasn't advanced to Sierra at this point, and we very much want to do that. I don't believe that the capital request is going forward, but there was a second request that would also be helpful, and that's the one before you today. We're requesting an increase of our annual allocation from $66,350 to $100,000. We've had flat funding for over 20 years, and we look upon this as a real opportunity for the county to step forward also, given that our state has cut us.
If I could just interrupt, I'm a little bit confused because I don't see where your budget got increased from $66,000 to $100,000. That's not in the document I'm looking
at. Oh, not the budget. It's actually staying the same. That's correct. Actually lowered by $150. The difference, the amount of money that is being added is projected to come from land use sales. It's a footnote there that would give us $100,000. So in a sense, you are definitely correct. Our budget itself is not, there is no increase. So we would like we'd actually like an increase in the annual allocation, but we appreciate something more. We'd like to see this a standard increase annually, because this new automation system is costing us $175,000. The county did step forward in 1993 and gave us a $3.4 million capital allocation to buy our original automation system. So we have a history of the county working with us and partnering with us, and we really appreciate that.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you. I want to thank Mr. Gingery for coming. First of all, I do sit on the MCLIS board. That's Milwaukee County Federated Library System, for people who might not understand MCLIS. I do have questions of the budget staff with regard to that $100,000 contribution for purchase of the Sierra platform. I'm very supportive of that. There's really no ability within MCLIS, and just for my colleague's sake, we had a real dispute last year about the shared costs and services. You have the suburban libraries in Milwaukee providing services so that really any patron in the entire county can go in any library and obtain materials and use resources, those shared services that are paid for, and with that 10% decrease from the state last year, we had quite a dispute with the separate library boards throughout the system. You have net lenders in some of the county suburbs with regard to providing services and resources to City of Milwaukee residents. But people came to a reasonable compromise. They rolled up their sleeves and came to a compromise to keep the MCFLIS system operating. Federated library systems are really, I think, a very forward-thinking use. We talk about regional services all the time, but this is an example of a very good shared services. But with the state cutting resources, there's no good way for MCFLIS to be providing these services now. So the question that I want staff to answer, if they're paying attention, is for a response, and I know Mr. Gingrich raised this question, what if land sale money does not come in? Are we still providing the $100,000 contribution? And I know you've got other projects that land sales are going to be paying for. I think what the county exec's doing this year is kind of dictating up front how land sales are going to be used. We've talked many years about making sure you get the money first and then spending it. And I've always been told that that's good budgeting practices. But in some ways, I guess we have the contract in place on this, so it's not purely speculative as to what land sales are. But would you please respond to both Mr. Gingrich and my question? If for some reason we don't get the land sale money, are we still giving MCFLIS $100,000?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, if we do not receive the land sale funding, then MCFLIS will get the $66,500 that's budgeted in their contribution under the cultural non-departmentals. If we do get the land sales revenue and this budget remains as it is, then they would receive the one-time payment of the $33,500 for their software program. MCFLIS did request a $100,000 contribution. We looked into that, and the county executive felt that since part of that request was mainly for this one-time software improvement, that increase would better be placed in a one-time expenditure amount. With regard to the land sales revenue here, this funding is not budgeted. There's no revenue for this in the budget. There's no expenditure in the budget. We did know, obviously, with the payment plan entered into with UWM that we would be getting $5 million, hopefully in 2014, in February, and then also the development with the hotel, which would also be added in 2014. So we wanted to account for that, and the county executive wanted to, obviously, it's not budgeted so that if we don't receive it, it won't be a repeat of what happened a couple years ago when we had built our capital budget on the receipt of that revenue. We didn't get it. We had to go back and make a lot of changes.
You say it's not budgeted, but I think a lot of people had the question, I mean, you've got the $100,000 in there. Are they going to get it or not? So I guess you're putting them in a position of, well, are we going to get the money or not? If we're going to get it, when are we going to get it? When can we do the planning? I mean, it's not the best way for them to run the system, for sure. I do appreciate the fact that the county exec supported that. I think it's the Sierra platform is something that's going to be really very good for the users of the library system. By the way, for colleagues here, there are some tremendous services available through apps and everything else, and I won't spend time talking about it, but there's some really exciting services coming out of our library system right now, but I don't know how you do planning around. Are you going to get it? Aren't you going to get it? What happens if you only get some of the money? How are you going to prioritize those land sales now? Let's say you get enough to perhaps pay the $100,000, but not the whole $5 million, and you've got other items in the land sales. How are you prioritizing those payments now?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the budget, as it says in the narrative, does prioritize these in order so that if UW-Milwaukee were to only pay us, say, $2 million, we would only do the first few projects in priority order that add up to the $2 million.
And where does the $100,000 come in there?
The $100,000 is a combination of the $66,500 that MCFLIS will receive. That's budgeted. Right. That's not at risk in any way. It's the $33,500 that once we receive those final payments.
The memo we got yesterday?
I believe so, if that's the explanation in detail behind the projects. again, knowing that we had this one-time funding most likely coming, we wanted to apply that obviously to, excuse me, one-time items. And so as we went through many of the capital needs, the requests from MCFLIS, the efficiency initiatives that the department submitted, we basically had to put them in a priority order of, you know, obviously facilities management and courthouse issues and the dispatch center are priority items as far for the county as safety, things like that.
At least that's what the county exec's office is saying.
Correct. Yes.
Thank you. But so they're 20. They're last in line. And
correct.
It's for $33,500. So we're clear on that. Could you tell me why you reduced them 150 this year?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know why we reduced them by $150, and we can correct that.
I mean, they haven't had any increase in, what, 10 years?
20 years.
20 years? And I know this is nickel-diming, but really? I mean, they've been asking for increases, and because you're giving them a little bit of a carrot here, you did that? I mean, I just thought that was small.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you. Just wanted to... I'm on the Milwaukee Public Library Board, and so... concerned, you know, obviously this is a benefit to all of our systems, and concerned what is the contingency plan of MCFLIS, is there a plan for how you pay for this if the county funding doesn't come through? I guess the other question is, was this the extent of your formal request to the exec? So did they...
No, there...
Or what was your actual request?
The actual request was for $135,000 to partner with us to help pay for the new Sierra platform. This was the one-time cost that we needed to upgrade. And library services for people, there's more people coming in all the time. We have downloadable magazines, library apps, mobile apps. It's library service is actually growing. So it's making it more and more difficult. MCFLIS uses 8.9% of its state aid toward administration. Rest of it goes into direct services. Delivery, seamless delivery. So it's an important service, and the county has we receive less money from Milwaukee County gives less money to us than any other county, any other federated library system in the state. So it's putting a lot more burden on the municipalities, to be quite honest. The city of Milwaukee is a great example.
So Mr. Gingrich, the what's your request for flat funding for operations, and then at one time 135. So
it was both. It was an increase to $100,000 funding on an annual basis, hopefully for years to come, and also the one time cost for the Sierra.
Okay. All right. Well. We'll see what we come up with. I don't know that we can honor all that, but I'm supportive of, you know, obviously supportive of the system, and think this is an example of where the system does work, and all of them benefit from this kind of shared investment in infrastructure. So hope we can be supportive.
Thank you. Any further questions of Mr. Gingrich?
I just think for Mr. Gingrich's sake, there may be some changes to this, so we'll try to keep you informed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
Good
you.
To see you. Next item.